there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour one on this Wednesday. The gang's all here, ready to go. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he'll join us coming up in a little bit. We'll talk some baseball with Jeff Passan of the Mothership. Phone calls are always welcome. Operator Tyler standing by. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app, our streaming partner, and our radio affiliates around the country. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. I saw where 9 first-year eligible players are among the 173 nominees for the 2024 class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The 9, Julius Peppers, Antonio Gates, Brandon Marshall, Jordy Nelson, Jamal Charles, TJ Lang, Josh Sitton, Max Unger, and Haloti Ngata. They combined for 12 first-team All-Pro selections, 42 Pro Bowls. And we go through this process every single year. And are we going to get to the point that Deion Sanders has talked about? We have too many in the Hall of Fame. And is there a way to differentiate, distinguish between those who get in first ballot and those who just get into the Hall of Fame? I have no problem treating those players who were special and having a special floor. You want to have a penthouse at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio? I think that would be pretty cool. But all you're saying is, if you get in on the first ballot, we're going to put you in a special place. Nothing wrong with that. You know, everybody's a Hall of Famer, but not everybody's on the same level of the Hall of Fame. And if you want to do that in other sports, first ballot Hall of Famer, I have no problem with that. I like celebrating more people going into the Hall of Fame. Deion says it's too watered down. And I understand that from his perspective, because he wants to be in the penthouse with the other first ballot Hall of Famers. But these are the latest nominees. So there's 173 nominees on the ballot for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But if I go through who's a Hall of Famer, and really this should be the litmus test. It's not. But if I say Julius Peppers, Hall of Fame, right away. Yes? No?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah, Paulie?
Yes. Yeah, long career, a lot of 10 sack seasons.
Okay. Got suspended for...
I think it was like Ephedra?
Ephedra, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to throw a curveball here. While Julius Peppers is a Hall of Famer, I think I'd rather have Haloti Ngata on my team. Mm-hmm. I don't think Haloti Ngata's run was near as long, but no. As far as dominance, I thought Haloti Ngata was a wrecker.
Okay, is anybody a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Oh.
That's different, too. If I say Antonio Gates, who was also suspended, he's a Hall of Famer, right? His numbers as a tight end. Now, he gets lost in the shuffle here with Tony Gonzalez.
You got Gronk. You certainly have Travis Kelce. Then you have the other tight ends. And Antonio Gates had incredible numbers. Never got to play in that big game, but he always had incredible numbers. Former basketball player. Yes, Mark.
What do you say about those guys like maybe Shannon Sharp or Chris Carter that weren't first ballot, but in your head you're like, they weren't first ballot? That's surprising, almost like a TO also.
Well, I don't know if the voters liked Chris Carter. I think his personality rubbed people the wrong way. It's not supposed to factor in, certainly with the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They're not supposed to factor in you off the field. At least that's what I've been told. But is Chris Carter first ballot Hall of Famer? Sure. Is Shannon Sharp first ballot Hall of Famer? Absolutely. But I don't think anybody here is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Julius Peppers, Antonio Gates, Brandon Marshall. Yeah, Hall of Famers, but I don't, at least the first two, Antonio Gates and Julius Peppers, Hall of Famers. I'm glad I don't have to vote on this. I struggle enough with the Heisman Trophy. Like, I really care about it because I understand the significance of it. I knew what it meant when I was growing up. I don't know if it means as much to these players, maybe as much as it's just a marketing thing for them, chance to, you know, cash in, maybe do a, you know, Nissan Heisman commercial with Baker Mayfield. But when it comes to Hall of Fame and, you know, being able to get in, when you get in, you know, is it a veterans committee? But voting on this is really tough. And what happens is you get guys who come in and basically will stump for somebody. They'll campaign for somebody. They go in trying to sell you on why this person deserves to go in. I don't know if you have people who go in and say why somebody shouldn't be in, but you do have people representing these athletes. You know, Tom Brady famously wrote a letter for Jason Taylor of the Dolphins talking about how great. I mean, if you got Brady endorsing you, how can a voter go, well, I don't know. It's that guy was chasing that guy, and he wrote a letter about how great Jason Taylor was. Yeah, Paul.
Okay, there's a guy like Brandon Marshall, who was a great wide receiver, but may have trouble getting the Hall of Fame because his career went for a few places, Denver, Miami, Chicago, Jets. But let's compare Brandon Marshall, the wide receiver, to Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson had one season with 100 or more receptions.
Okay.
Brandon Marshall had six seasons with 100 more receptions. Calvin Johnson had one season with over 10 touchdown catches. He had four. Brandon Marshall also had four seasons over 10. But Brandon Marshall didn't do it for one team. It's weird. Like, Brandon Marshall might have a tougher time getting the Hall of Fame than Calvin Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Calvin Johnson, first ballot Hall of Famer. Marshall.
I never felt that Calvin Johnson was.
A first ballot Hall of Famer?
No. I thought he had four great years, and then he quit.
I think he was always the man. Imagine if he played for somebody other than the Lions.
For sure.
Right? And then who are your quarterbacks, if you factor that in? Who did Brandon Marshall have throwing to him? And then who did Calvin Johnson have throwing to him? I guess you got to factor that in as well. But, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer, I don't have a problem if you want to. And I don't want to differentiate, like, third floor, second floor, first floor, and then somebody's in the basement of the Hall of Fame. I just want it one floor, first ballot Hall of Fame. That'll be the top floor.
Okay, like the gold level.
That's it.
The gold club.
Yes. Oh, gold
club. The gold club, Marv.
Okay,
let's go get some wings.
Yeah.
Make it rain.
Yeah. I go there for the buffet. Yes, Eaton.
How much of the Calvin Johnson or Brandon Marshall thing is based on where you're drafted? One went second overall. The other one was a fourth round draft pick. Immediately coming into the league, you're seen at different levels. So Calvin Johnson going into the league was already like a super stud wide receiver because of just based on what he did in college and where he was drafted, right?
But sometimes you won't get the recognition because you're supposed to be great as opposed to, oh my God, have you seen this Cooper Kupp guy? Like, he got so much attention because nobody knew who he was as opposed to this guy coming into the league. He's supposed to be great. And I think sometimes that can work against you. Just like, you know, Paulie's saying, Calvin Johnson only had four seasons that were great.
Yeah, in my opinion.
Yeah, but he should have had more. He's Calvin Johnson. You were a high draft pick, whereas Brandon Marshall had maybe better numbers, more consistent numbers for a longer period of time, and he was more of a surprise.
You kind of feel like with Calvin Johnson, though, and his career, It wasn't his fault that the Lions weren't winning.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It wasn't his fault.
Yes.
It was everybody else's fault. Somebody else should have done something more because he did what he was supposed to do.
But is he the receiving version of Matthew Stafford?
Oh, yeah.
Where, I mean, Matthew Stafford's going to be a Hall of Famer because he won the Super Bowl. Right?
No, but go ahead.
No, not Marvin's saying he shouldn't. You're saying he is. You're both right.
I'm saying he's going to get in. I'm saying because if he just had his career with Detroit, to me, he's not a Hall of Famer. I mean, he's just a, you know, East Coast version of Phillip Rivers. Yes, Marv.
Matthew Stafford has, I think, one Pro Bowl. Not even like an all pro. Not even a season. He doesn't have like a Matt Ryan type of season where he was the MVP.
Well.
And he's got a Super Bowl?
He's got...
Put Brad Johnson in.
He has accumulated. He's a compiler, and then he won a Super Bowl. Okay?
Put Trent Dilfer in. He got a Pro Bowl, too.
Yeah, but his numbers aren't close to Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, Calvin Johnson.
Yes, Paul.
You can make the case the Detroit Lions had the most physically talented running back, wide receiver, and quarterback in the last 50 years. Physically talented. No one questioned Matt Stafford's ability to throw the ball. I mean, big arm. One of the biggest arms. Calvin Johnson.
Not literally.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's that big. But I think Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson are like first ballot ability.
Yes. I would agree with that.
Sorry, Lions fans.
Yes, Seton.
This is a very local reference, but I'm sure a certain portion of our audience will really appreciate it. This person, Matt, wrote, "The Hall of Fame is like living in Laguna Beach. Some people live on the ocean. Some people can see the ocean. Some people live in a 70s house obstructed by someone else with more money, but you all live in Laguna." I get it.
Thank you, Matt.
I get it, Matt. Well done.
That is the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
you're on the beach in Laguna Beach.
Somebody's on the beach or somebody's looking at your house on the beach.
Yes, Dion is on the beach.
But they can still walk to the beach when they need to.
Yes, somebody's got an obstructed view.
Yeah.
And they're in the Hall of Fame. Yes, Todd.
Isn't it possibly giving the voters too much power if we make separate wings or have this special wing that this group decides who should be in the penthouse?
Wouldn't you be interested if I said, I mean, how many times do you go, wow, can't wait to see what the results are of the Hall of Fame? Where you go, for the most part, we know who's going to go into the Hall of Fame. I mean, sometimes we're surprised, but to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, now all of a sudden you get a celebration on top of a celebration, and then you get the first ballot Hall of Famers who then welcome him into the club.
But is it the best interest of the Hall of Fame and the NFL to have, we want to create this debate forever in the Hall of Fame? It's like, how is this one not in the penthouse, or this one is in there but shouldn't be?
Yes.
Is that a good thing?
Yes. They want conversation. They want debate. Absolutely. If you went to the Hall of Fame and I said, there is a gold club, are you going up to see that? Are you going to make sure that you go up and see that?
If I'm already at the Hall of Fame, it's a curiosity. But I think ultimately for me, I think you either make the Hall of Fame or you don't. I'm uncomfortable with wings or
a special section
of the Hall of Fame.
I love first ballot Hall of Fame. That's it.
You could put that on the plaque somewhere that you were first ballot. I don't know about like those busts go to the top floor.
Oh, I definitely want it. Yes, Seton.
Yeah, I agree. The only, there shouldn't be wings. There shouldn't be anything. The only designation is you were either first ballot you got in.
That's it.
That's all you need.
Yes.
Because first ballot is something special.
Yes.
That's it.
I love it. Yes, Marv.
Can you imagine T.O. looking at Steve Largent? Like, wait, he gets to go into the champagne room? It's he gets to go into the club.
I do.
I'm down here. I could see the velvet rope. I was better than him or maybe as good. Can you imagine that type of, you know, pettiness going on?
You didn't get in.
The voters' fault.
Don't blame Steve Largent. Don't blame him.
I like the idea when, like, Hall of Famers are like, it's getting a little crowded in here, if you know what I mean.
Going upstairs.
Dang, dude. Yeah.
Hey, and they're the only ones who can go up there.
Yeah, like, it's a little crowded.
The other Hall of Famers, so you have somebody there. Velvet ropes. Somebody tries to get in. Yeah. You're like, I think second. You were second year that you. I'm so sorry.
Hey, wait, I'm a Hall of Famer too. I know you are.
Yeah,
sure. I know.
You're
but not
on this floor.
Not really.
You're a Hall of Famer downstairs. Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
You make James Harrison the bouncer. He's just Jack standing there waiting. You know when you get in, when you go to those real nice hotels and you gotta go in the elevator and swipe your card to go to your room and you press 4. And then you swipe your card and you hit PH and it won't let you go to PH.
Yeah.
You get those kind of cards.
Yes, Todd.
But within this gold club we're talking about, is there a main stage and then a periphery? How far do we break it down? Or is it just that one penthouse level? Or there even is,
it is
within the
no,
best of the
no,
best?
No, Todd. No. It's just keep it simple. It's one floor.
I don't like it.
All right. I know you don't like it, but it's a top floor. It's the gold club. It's first ballot.
You also had mentioned something about different colored jackets. I don't know if you were being facetious or you'd like to see different shades of gold
and
yellow. I
think Dion talked about that.
Yeah, that's a little far.
But once again, you stand out in the crowd and then people go, oh, wow, who's that? He was a first ballot Hall of Famer back in the 60s. All it is conversation. You want to create, you know, this. This is what you want. We just filled up 10 minutes.
He's
here.
Wearing the red jacket. He's kind of made the Hall of Fame, but that's questionable.
That's not true. There's no red jacket, Todd.
If they went in that direction ever and did
no,
shades of
what
colors
did I just
of...
say? Yeah, okay. What did I just say? It's really simple. First ballot, we're going to put you up on the top floor. You can have a gold jacket, a more gold jacket.
And this little group of voters gets to decide the immortality of the penthouse.
They're deciding the immortality of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but if it's just you're either a Hall of Famer or not, it's one thing. But now you're deciding who gets their bust on the top floor. This group, some of them may not like a certain player or they're old and they haven't been following some of the years.
That's what happens getting into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right. They're doing it either way.
Yes.
They're deciding who gets a bust and who doesn't.
Yes.
But it really stands out more when you're now designating these are the real, real Hall of Famer.
Oh, man.
It's just me.
Oh, I know that.
That's kind of on one today.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, even in the morning meeting, he had some takes today that were like, okay.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm not trying to be controversial. That's my opinion is really the penthouse and like Yurik on one of the lower levels.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers can't have surgery like normal people does. He has a super special surgery. He can't even do like that.
You did say that.
Yeah, he goes up on top of the mountain and they put little pins and needles in him and no one else knows about this special way to be able to come back in 6 months from it.
Nobody thinks he's so great. All of a sudden, he's the one that knows the super secret surgery. It's so great that why doesn't everybody do it?
He went to an actual doctor, not some guy at a mountain. He was an actual MD.
He's immunized. All of a sudden, he's back week 12 because he had this special procedure done that no one ever heard of. Whatever.
Whatever.
Might be back for the playoffs.
But,
who knows?
But, okay, but isn't that a good story? Isn't that a good thing?
I guess.
Rodgers.
It seems like Aaron Rodgers has something figured out that the rest of the world of athletes don't
know.
Good.
Good. I mean, if he did find something, great. And he can come back, great. Shohei Ohtani having surgery. By the way, it was the Dodgers surgeon who did this surgery on Shohei Ohtani.
That's a curve.
Yeah.
Well, when they sign him, they already have that relationship, and they know how good he is.
Already going to be with the Dodgers. It'd be like, come on in. Here's your team doctor. He's going to be doing your surgery. Okay, we're just getting started. I got all fired up there. Sign up for the DP Show newsletter. Go to danpatrick.com. Put in your email address in the box that slides out bottom right corner and all the details there. We have an idea of when the next moonshine batch will be up for grabs for you. We'll have that for you on the newsletter coming up. What?
An idea.
Yeah.
It's a rough idea.
Yeah, we have a rough idea. I said to Seton, I said, when's the next batch? He goes, it's in October. And I said, okay, can we narrow it down maybe a little bit?
Say the front half of October sounds.
Yeah, we're hoping to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Let me take a break. Let me see if Ryan Fitzpatrick, what he thinks of our idea with the Hall of Fame. He'll join us coming up on loan from Amazon Thursday Night Football. The Giants and the Niners coming up on Thursday night. We'll take a break. We're just getting started. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Two popular casinos were hit with data breaches in the last month. Hackers, they were stealing data from MGM Resorts and Caesars Entertainment. So you have all that information there. Driver's license number, social security number, all that information exposed in early September. I keep saying this to you. It's not a question of if, but when it happens to you, you have to understand how cybercrime and identity theft affect our lives. You need to have LifeLock. Protect your identity. They're the best. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. If somebody takes out a loan in your name or commits a crime, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix the mess. And it will be a mess. Help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. So you can call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. That's LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Dan Patrick Show brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned, cash back from trips and restaurants. See terms and check it out for yourself, discover.com/match. We'll get to phone calls coming up. What's poll question we're going to go with first hour, Seton?
I think we're going to go with two for the first hour, Dan.
Okay.
First one is, should the Pro Football Hall of Fame have a wing just for first balloters?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And then I think we're also going to go with, if you were an Amazon TV executive, would you allow Ryan Fitzpatrick to shave his beard?
Allow him to. Oh.
Of course, it's his face. Or absolutely not. Hashtag branding.
Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
I'll jump in on this. If I'm Ryan Fitzpatrick's boss, I would like at least a heads up if there's any big shaving or changes in the beard hair, because that's part of the money make. He's a very good analyst. The beard is also a very big part of it.
But what if his wife says, all right, let's go. We're done with this now.
I'm paying the bills. I'm Joe Amazon.
Oh, no. He might be paying the bills, but somebody's running the house.
Is there still Fitz magic, though?
Ooh.
Is it a little bit like Samson and you cut the hair, you cut the beard?
Yeah, it's a little less Fitz magical, I think.
All right, let's ask him. Ryan Fitzpatrick, who joins us. We have the Niners and the Giants coming up Thursday night football. And Ryan, of course, one of the analysts there on the program. Prime Video starts at 8:15 Eastern, Thursday night football tonight. All right. Is it in your contract that you must keep your beard?
So I don't think it's written in the contract, although it was mentioned to me that it was a very important thing that I kept my beard. So I am not shaving it. I also, just funny anecdote, was doing a commercial and they were nervous I shave my chest hair. So they had yak hair. Shaved my chest hair, because that was going to be a big part of the commercial.
They put yak hair on your chest for the commercial.
Yeah, let me see. I got it in here somewhere. It's in my trophy case, but just in case they had it on set because they were nervous that I was shaving my chest.
Okay. Well, is it part of your identity, though? Do you feel like that if you did shave, does that take away something from you?
Yeah, I mean, I could be completely anonymous if I shaved my beard. I don't think people would recognize me, but, you know, my kids are kind of the driving force behind it now. My daughters have no interest. They've seen me shave my beard once or twice and have no interest ever seeing that man again.
Wow. All right. That's all we needed to know, Ryan. You know, have a great game tomorrow night. We were just talking about the Hall of Fame. Dion has brought this up before. Could you have a top floor that will distinguish, differentiate the first ballot Hall of Famers? So you make it, it's special for the Hall of Fame. Now you get something that's even more special for guys who are first ballot Hall of Famers. What do you think of that idea?
I think it's a great idea. You know, it's going to be interesting coming up here, just the way that the stats have blown up in the last 15 years, especially with quarterback play. When Richard Sherman and I love to have these debates all the time of, you know, is he a first ballot guy? Is he going to get in the Hall of Fame? But if you strictly look at numbers of some of these guys, you're looking at Matt Ryan's numbers, you're looking at Matthew Stafford's numbers. Now Russell Wilson, the first one to ever do what he did with the passing yards and the rushing yards, and he's got a Super Bowl under his belt. It's like, how many of these guys are we looking at that we're saying, well, gosh, I guess I could see him getting in the Hall of Fame. I think making a tier or a distinction is a good idea.
Matthew Stafford, Hall of Famer?
He's one of my favorite quarterbacks I've ever watched, but I just think there were too many empty years in Detroit.
Okay. Matt Ryan?
I think if he wins that Super Bowl, it becomes very easy, but I mean, Matt Ryan statistically, I don't have it in front of me, but I think he's probably top five in yards in his career or somewhere up there. So he had some pretty good years in Atlanta. I would say yes.
He's got 63,000 yards.
Yeah, I'm telling you, some of these discussions that are going to happen with these quarterbacks coming up. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be difficult to get in, but it's going to be difficult to say no to a lot of these guys with their numbers.
Can Russell Wilson play himself out of the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Is he playing himself out of the Hall of Fame?
Yes, I think he is. That's going to be an interesting one this week, too, at Miami. They're playing Miami, but Whose fault is that going to be as that continues to go south? Is that Sean Payton or is that wristband Russell? I think we're all intrigued on that one.
But I don't know what happened. Like, how does it, you go from being this, you know, Hall of Fame quarterback, an unbelievable career, and then all of a sudden you fall off, you know, the cliff here. What happens?
Yeah, I think sometimes you don't know how good you have it until it's gone. And that was a historic defense in Seattle. That was a great situation that he was put in. Look, and he played really well. And, you know, it just, as soon as this whole let Russ cook thing happened and he wanted to go to another place because he wants to have more control and show that he can do it somewhere else, the grass is not always greener. And I think this is a situation that definitely points to that.
Talking to Ryan Fitzpatrick, you can see him tomorrow night. It'll be Amazon Prime Video. Andrew Whitworth, Tony Gonzalez. Let's see who else. Oh, my good friend Carissa Thompson is going to be there. Richard Sherman's going to be there pre-halftime and post-game show. Coverage at 7 Eastern, the game's at 8:15. I know you played in the Ivy League. Buddy Tevens, the great Dartmouth head coach, just passed away. He was quite the innovator. I don't know if you, you know, what your recollection was of Buddy at Dartmouth.
Yeah, we lost a great man. I mean, he did great things for Dartmouth, for the Ivy League, and really for the game of football in general. And he was best friends with my coach, Tim Murphy. And so I got to know him over the years. He ran the Peyton and Eli Manning Passing Academy. So he meant a lot to the game of football and even just health and safety of the players, some innovative things that he did at Dartmouth. So I appreciate you for bringing that up. And we certainly lost a great man.
Yeah, we had him on a couple of times. He was a great interview and really an innovator ahead of his time with college football at Dartmouth. I was wondering about this strategy. Brian Daboll is saying Saquon Barkley could be available tomorrow night. And I was wondering about that. I don't know if it's gamesmanship, but it also puts a little more pressure on Saquon Barkley that, you know, he's supposed to be out 3 weeks. Now your coach is saying, hey, you might be available tomorrow night. So then what? Maybe it's you. Why aren't you playing? Because your coach is saying this. Is Brian just saying, do you expect Saquon Barkley to play tomorrow night?
Well, as an employee and analyst for Amazon, I fully expect Saquon to play.
Of course.
So make sure you tune in.
Of course.
But, you know, watching the end of that game and the way, you know, his expression, his frustration, his face, the way that the ankle got tweaked, there's no chance he's playing in this game. It's gamesmanship. It's stable. Just making sure that they have to still prepare a little bit for Saquon if he plays. But I don't think anybody believes that. And so that doesn't put a whole lot of pressure on Saquon, because I think it's just the coach talking. Now, once you apply a timetable to him and you say, okay, this is a mild ankle sprain, 3 weeks, that as a player is tough, because there's now undue pressure on you to hurry up and get back on the field. And as players, we're trying to do the best we can to be out there and be available.
Did you ever face somebody who was in that category with Micah Parsons?
He is unbelievable. I think there were some years, you know, J.J. Watt, there were some years where he was unblockable. Aaron Donald, unblockable. But Micah Parsons is quickly becoming the guy, the face of the NFL. It's really scary. And I think Dan Quinn is so innovative in the way that he's going to be able to put him in different spots and rush him, because – look, a lot of an offense and what you do, what can you do versus a great pass rusher? Well, you could chip, but all of a sudden we saw last week they put Micah Parsons on the outside. They run a game where he steps up and then runs around into the inside. So they know how teams are going to try to block Micah. They're going to move him around. It's hard to double him on every play, but he's as good as it gets, and he is a scary, scary player right now.
I didn't understand the Jets' philosophy here, the game plan. You have Zach Wilson on the road against Dallas, and you run the ball 11 times. You have two good running backs. Why not just, you know, Bill Parcells used to say the best way to go at a great defender is to go at the defender. Don't let him try to catch up with the play, because LT, Micah Parsons, they have the athleticism to do it. Why not just run the football and take away a little bit of the pressure off Zach Wilson?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's a head scratcher, but, you know, I'm sure that was the intent going into the game. That's what they wanted to do. As the score gets away from you a little bit, you know, as you're trying to play this game of catch up and figure out as you're getting behind the chains, okay, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? It just gets difficult as a play caller. Did they want Breece Hall to touch the ball four times? No. I mean, I think we saw the week before what they want Breece Hall to be. They want a healthy dose of Breece, a healthy dose of Dalvin Cook, take some pressure off of young Zach Wilson. But it's difficult sometimes when you get in those games, because you go in with one plan and then all of a sudden you look back after the game and think, gosh, you know, we really screwed up here. But a lot of that is, you know, a play caller trying to look at that scoreboard and make up points when you can't really put it all on Zach Wilson.
When you heard that the Niners were going to reach out to Philip Rivers if they had made the Super Bowl with the injuries to their quarterbacks. Now, did you think that maybe you could volunteer? Did they call you to see if you wanted, if you could have been able to play last year, if they had gone to the Super Bowl? Did they contact you, or did you think about reaching out to them?
No, they did not contact me, and I did not think about reaching out. But, you know, the Philip Rivers thing is interesting. With a quarterback, you know, with a receiver, with a running back, you can't really just come off the street after missing 15, 16 weeks of an NFL season, then into the playoffs and play as a quarterback. That might be the one position, kicker. Do we count them? I don't know that you could actually do it. I don't know what kind of shape Philip was in, but he's so sharp up here that probably would have been the best option.
What if the Jets called you to be a backup for Zach Wilson?
No chance. Physically, you know, I had a hip injury at the end of my career. I don't know where I'd be with that, but I love what I'm doing right now with Amazon. Love my family life. You know, I gave 17 years of my life fully committed to the game of football. And with that became a lot of sacrifices away from my family. And so I'm perfectly content at what I'm doing right now and absolutely loving being involved with Amazon and getting to do the Thursday night gig. So I'm happy where I am. So no chance.
What's the coolest thing in your office there?
Well, I'd say the chest hair, but one of the kids must have grabbed it. Maybe they're wearing it to school. You know, I've got a lot of cool stuff. Let me grab one real fast. Hold on.
Okay. Talking to Ryan Fitzpatrick.
This was my Thursday
night game.
This was my childhood helmet that I used to wear, throwing the ball in the front yard. And it just so happened that in 2005, with the 250th pick, this was also the first NFL team I ever played for. So that one is pretty neat for me.
It looks like something out of the Brady Bunch may have worn, the Rams helmet that they wore.
Yeah. It doesn't fit anymore either. I don't want to mess up my hair.
Your hair looks good. Hair looks good.
Thank you. Well, it's my TV hair.
No, you did great job there. We'll be watching tomorrow night. Always great to talk to you. Thank you for your opinions, and have a great day.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you.
That's Ryan Fitzpatrick. You can see him tomorrow night. 7 Eastern is when they start. Thursday night football tonight. Kickoff at Prime Video at 8:15 Eastern.
Just in case you wanted an update real quick on the poll question.
Yes.
If you were an Amazon TV executive, would you allow Ryan Fitzpatrick to shave his beard? Right now, absolutely not. Hashtag branding is in the lead with 52% of the vote. Of course, it's his face. Just 48%. It's a close one.
Okay. I like how you said, I don't think it's in the contract.
Yeah.
But it was made mention that my beard is very important.
Can you imagine you sit down with this executive? He spent 17 years in the NFL, and they're like, okay, you know, that's great. You got a lot of knowledge. Keep the beard. Yeah, Paulie.
I saw a thing once about the movie Old School, and you know the actor Vince Vaughn? He was supposed to cut his hair, or he cut his hair, and all of a sudden the director goes, we have reshoots on Monday. And he cut his hair short. I'm like, what are we going to do? So they had some reshoots, and they put a hat on. So there's a couple scenes where Vince Vaughn, I guess, you're supposed to get approval on movie sets.
You can see the beard, you can see the hair, Thursday night, Amazon Prime. We'll take a break. Play of the Day's up next. The answer is yes. When asked, do you use Simply Safe Home Security? Yes. Home, man cave, Simply Safe Home Security. The simple part, you can set it up for yourself, 30 minutes. Or you can have a Simply Safe technician come in and set it up for you. Either way, it's easy to protect your home. 24/7 live guard protection. That's their newest innovation. Made possible by the new Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera available with Fast Protect monitoring plans. The new Smart Alarm indoor camera, only with the indoor security camera that can trigger an alarm, instantly deter intruders with built-in sirens. They're trying to stop crime in real time. If an intruder breaks into your home, Simply Safe's professional monitoring agents can actually see, speak to, and deter them through the Simply Safe new Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera. So for a limited time, get 20% off your new system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Visit simplysafedan.com. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Chris Taylor on deck. Muncy with a line drive, base hit in the right. Here comes Betts, throw to the plate, and he is safe, and the Dodgers win it. Betts scores on a head-first slide. A good throw from Carpenter, but not good enough. Dodgers win 3-2 as they walk it off.
That's courtesy of AM 570, LA Sports, Dodgers Radio Network, Charlie Steiner with the call. Play of the day brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something really awesome at the end of your first year. Automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants. See terms. Check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Get some phone calls coming up. Also, we'll talk to Jeff Passan of the Mothership. He'll stop by. We'll talk about the Shohei Ohtani surgery. And I don't know if it's a procedure or a surgery, because it feels like this is something different, just like Aaron Rodgers, something different. I think these procedures or surgeries have been around for a little while, but they're brought to the forefront because of Aaron Rodgers and Shohei Ohtani. And I don't know what kind of leverage Shohei Ohtani has. He's going to be able to be a hitter next year. and then probably try to resume pitching in a year from now. But as it stands now, Shohei Ohtani, it's always successful surgery. I've never heard when an athlete goes, nope, not successful. I've had one surgery that wasn't successful, but I didn't have to tell the media when they say, how was the surgery? I go, not successful. But everybody has successful surgery. It's amazing. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Nick Chubb will need surgery. Still don't have the full details on the extent of the injury, but that looked devastating. Saquon Barkley could be back as early as tomorrow night. Here is the head coach of the Giants, Brian Daboll.
I'm not saying that he's out yet. He's a quick healer. I'm not saying he's in, he's out. We're going to take it all the way up with him to Thursday, but he feels a lot better today. I just talked to him. So we'll see where we're at.
Okay. I hope you give Saquon Barkley a heads up, coach, just so the media, if they see him, they don't go, hey, you're going to be back tomorrow night. And Saquon Barkley goes, huh? Yeah, coach said you might be back. Now, this feels like gamesmanship. That, you know, we're not going to give the Niners an edge here by preparing for Saquon Barkley or not preparing for Saquon Barkley. But I did snicker a little bit about that. You know, we know that the mothership set a record with Colorado State as far as viewing. And it was close to 9 million people and late night, too. I mean, it was prime, but then it went into, 1 and 2 in the morning. Well, we were watching, but so were some other people, like the 49ers. Fred Warner, the Niners linebacker, talked about watching Deion in Colorado.
We are in the hotel the night before the game, all right? We were sitting in the meal room. They got called football on the night before games, right, on the big screen while we're eating our meal. And when I tell you that everybody is in that meal room, dialed in.
Everybody.
In watching Colorado versus Colorado State.
Colorado State, exactly.
Like, and they're literally, like, jumping at every single little play to start that game. Like, it was as if we're watching the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Like, that in itself right there, that's all you need to know about what Deion has done to that program.
So that's Fred Warner. They're watching it like it's a Super Bowl watch party, and it's Colorado and Colorado State. What made the story even bigger and better is Colorado was trailing at halftime. And then you had the back and forth. You had the injury. You had so much back and forth here. And you had, you know, sometimes you have a game, and other times you have a story. Colorado is a story. Now, they're playing a game, but you're watching a story unfold. You're not quite sure how it ends, but you're just flipping through the chapters. And so far, we've had three chapters, and it's been pretty interesting. And now they go to Oregon. And as a former gambler, I sometimes would bet with my heart. Like, I'm betting for what I think is going to be the story. There's a lot of bettors who are taking Colorado outright against Oregon. And I think Oregon is a 24-point favorite, last I looked. But they're taking Colorado to win this game outright just because they're betting with their heart, not with their heads. Yes, yes, Paul.
I checked some numbers with Darren Revelle at the Action Network. He said the same thing happened last week. The emotional public was all betting on Colorado. The bettors were betting on Colorado State to cover because the line went from like 21 to 27 in 3 or 4 days. A lot, everyone's betting with emotion on this one.
And they'll be doing that again. You know, you're watching the game and you want Colorado to win. You want Deion to win. At least you do now. You don't want to bet against that. You want to be all in on the party here, all in on the story. And that usually doesn't work out well for a bettor. Yes, Marv.
Is Colorado starting to sell starter jackets? Because if this was 1995, I'd be asking for a starter jacket right now. Remember, Georgetown had the starter jackets?
Yeah.
Whoever the cool team was in that certain era, everyone had the starter jacket. I feel like everyone needs a Colorado starter jacket.
Here is Deion talking about the Colorado State player and the hit that he had on Travis Hunter.
Henry Blackburn is a good player who played a phenomenal game. He made a tremendous hit on Travis on the sideline. You could call it dirty. You could call it he was just playing the game of football. But whatever it was, it does not constitute that he should be receiving death threats. he does not deserve a death threat over a game. At the end of the day, this is a game. Someone must win. Someone must lose. Everybody continues their life the next day.
When I saw that he was getting death threats, now Deion did say in that same press conference, he gets death threats. Which he kind of said, hey, I can handle that. But this is a college kid, and there are people who actually take time out of their day to issue a death threat to him on social media. And Deion coming out to say, this is a game. Like, what are you doing? Was it a cheap hit, or was he just playing football? Travis Hunter is not going to be able to play for a couple of weeks. Deion's son, the quarterback Shador, said that he wanted to go after Blackburn. But Deion saying it's a game. We know it's more than that, and it's a heated rivalry. But imagine somebody going, I'm so mad, I'm going to issue a death threat against this kid. I mean, put your address out there. Put your phone number out there. Going to put this out there on social media? It's a 21-year-old kid? Man. Coming up, Shohei Ohtani's surgery, or was it a procedure? How much leverage does he have? Hour two on this Wednesday on the way. One more item. We close out hour one. It's Sleep Number. They do it all the time. They do it every time. If you want to get better sleep, a great night's sleep, then you have to go into a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Because right now, save $400 on the new Sleep Number C4 smart bed plus special financing for a limited time. You're going to sleep better. Every great day starts the night before. Adjustable firmness on each side. So it's two beds in one. How about you need something to help you with your neck and shoulders and back and hips? Sleep Number smart beds provide support, even weight distribution, for more comfortable sleep. How about temperature balancing Sleep Number smart beds? Too hot, too cold? They've got you covered. Again, save $400 on the new Sleep Number C4 smart bed plus special financing only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Make sure you see store for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.